Monday night, Rabbi Yossimo.
Good evening, Rabbi Yossi. There was a... last week, I got a phone call. Someone asked me... he told me he's on the way to go and buy... He's buying two goats. He's buying two goats. He's going to store them in his back garden. And he wants them to... be part of the mishpacha. I don't know, it's good for the mishpacha, it's good for the children. So he's on his way to buy two goats. And he's really, he's licked in the inyas. It's good for therapy, animal therapy. Milk. And he's it's good for the milk. There's all sorts of things that come out. Sorry? Yes. And he's been studying the subject for already many months, and he's hopped onto the inyan of goats. And he told me he's on the way to buy these goats, and he was just clarifying a few shailas about Shabbos, about milking them, about this and that. He was literally on the way to go and buy the goats. Okay. And then during the conversation, I said, that, by the way, what are these goats? Are they male, female? What are they? So he said, one of them's female, a female goat. And I asked him, by the way, just by the way, is it going to be having a baby? So he said, yes. So it's a goat which is more beres. A goat which is more beres. I said, you're going to put yourself in a massive pickle. Why? What's the pickle? This week's parasha. Take a chumash in this week's parasha. Oh, Vashtay in this week's parasha. There's a mitzvah. We all know there's a mitzvah of pinya ben. That a person who has a first child, a firstborn, I'm sure many people can say they've done it. I myself was zocher to do one. And you got a mitzvah of pidyon haben that the firstborn, the bechor, belongs to the kohen, and you have to be poyder it from the kohen. So that we all know it's mefurish a pasuk and it's a chiyuv. Oh, hang on a second. So state in pasuk, va'avarta kol peter rechem l'Hashem. Okay, so state, but again to Adam, we all know the psukim that says that a person has to do pidyon haben. But the fact that a person has to be poyder the bechor of the animal that he owns is not so known. And that means, state mefurish in Torah, that if you own a goat, or any animal, bechor behema, right, and the goat, let's say in this case, the goat has a zachar, and the child is a male, right? It's a boy. You might need to make a sham zocher, but you've got another problem, a very big problem to deal with, and it's the first child. The owner is mechuyev to do pidyon haben. They don't call it pidyon haben. They call it pidyon peter. It's not peter chamor. Yeah, peter rechem, which is not the same as peter chamor. We'll handle that. But it's a din of peter behema. You have a behema. And the behemoth has a zocher, it's like pidyon haben. You mechuyev to pidyon haben. Now it's worse than pidyon haben. Because the pidyon haben is very easy. You could just go to the kohen and give him the evaluation of five siloim and you're done. £85 in my days, maybe it's a bit more now, a bit less, yeah? That sort of figure. It's five siloim and you're done. But when it comes to pidyon, when it comes to the child of a bechor behemoth, that is much worse. Because now it really, you have to give it to the kohen. What we actually do is the first 30 days you have to look after yourself because we don't want the kohen to start mucking around with the little baby. It's too much of a bizarre for him. After 30 days you give it to the kohen, but it's a massive problem because what can you do with it? Everything's also ba'anor. You can't use it. You have to look after it. You can't have any anor from it. You can't even no. There's no pidyon. You can't be poyder it. Only petach hamori. Only petach hamori can be poyder. But you can't. The bechor behema stays where it is.
No, but
when
he gets it,
he's very limited. He gives it, he's very, very limited. Shulchanach got a few simonim about it, that Shulchanach says very limited what you can do with it. Basically, if you have a goat, and the goat has a boy, you're in a mess. It's a real mess. Therefore, Shulchanach says mefurish. It's shin chaf. It's a mefurish receiving Shulchanach. This is what I'm telling him on the way. They said, you got a big problem over here. What's the problem? Bizman has the essential chonorach because it's so complicated. If you don't know what you're doing, you're really in trouble because this mitzvah applies in chutz laaretz as well. So if you go and buy a goat and the goat has a boy, the first boy, You're in a real shtuck, because you have to go through all these, about 12 simonim, all the way from Shin Hei to Shin Chaf. Yeah, there's 15 simonim that you got to get through, and you got to be a mumcha in it, and it's very severe. So Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the whole sugya, he should have told you this at the beginning. He says at the end of the whole sugya, Bizman has a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Leshatev, to have a shutzvus in ma'ovid kichovim, to make sure that you're a shutzvah for the goy. Koidim sheyotza la'avir ha'olam. Before it comes la'avir ha'olam, kedei lepotrei me'habachayra, to patter you from the b'chayr.
Because
what would he say to Rav Simcha Zalman HaKadosh? You know, the Rishonim already handle all this. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam says, make the goy own part of the mother. Because if you're going to go to a goy and tell the goy, okay, here's my goat, I want you to own 1% of the baby that's going to come, yeah? That is a dovo shaloi bala oilam, right? Zok the Ramah, Mufurish, says Ramah, you've got to make sure it's actually a kinyan in the mother. Zok the Ramah, Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch already brings. Shulchan Aruch says, V'im yakne lo'evi kecham chele ba'uba, ein hakinyan chal. It doesn't work. Therefore, you have to be maknet goy, tell the goy, to be koina a chelek bo'aim, to be koina a chelek in the mother. So really, if a person has got a goat, and the goat is going to have a baby, and the baby might be a male, Zot Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah to get a goy, and make sure that the goy does two kinyonim. Firstly, the goy pays you for it, and secondly, he does mashicha to the behemah. Now, someone wanted to be machmer. Someone told me that he was machmer on this shayla, and he got the goy to pick him up, to pick up the goat. Okay, because the hagbah is not koinav, the mashiach is not koinav b'chol mokim. But the ma'aser, this is mafurish. So okay, so he's on the way to buy the goat, and I told him to make sure that when he buys it from the goy, that he is leaving aside. He's leaving 1%. He's leaving 1% of the behemah. Okay? He's leaving 1% of the... He's leaving the ownership. That means the ownership, the guy is going to own still 1% of the behemah. And I'm buying 99% of the behemah. That's what we said. Okay? That was just off the cuff. Then when we came... I had some time to look into it. We saw there's a chumrah that we missed out. There's a chumrah of the shach. The shach brings some opinions that hold that the guy has to own a chelik of the heart. It has to be that the goy owns a chelik dovash yesh bechios. Something, a part of the behemoth that's got a chios to it. Okay, so the chumrah of the shach, actually the babies only do Nissan. So we've still got time to play with that. We're going to make sure to be mekayim the shittas hashach. So we yate to the shittas hashach, we're going to go and work it out. Anyway, so this has been done. This is not news. It's just news if you haven't been in the sugya. But this is
the chias of the mother or the chias of the baby?
The chias of the mother again, because the child won't work, because there'll be a domashe loy bala oilam. That's interesting. Yeah, that's taka nakuda. And therefore, we have to make sure that the goy owns a chelik of the heart. So he's going to have to own a chelik of the heart. Let Maisa, it's a very important nakuda, this halacha, of making sure that the goy, that you don't own this, that you don't own the goat completely, because otherwise you're going to have a problem.
Maybe
you can do a scan, yeah. So that's one halacha to take into account when it comes to the
goy. Remember, 20 years later, it's got to be different.
You mean it? Yeah, he's doing a deal. The guy's gonna.
He's born, he can buy it back and finish. Once the first one is born, it's finished. Doesn't he
own
anymore?
Yeah. It's only the first. It's only regarding the firstborn. I mean, you should know something. That. You should know. So he told me. So this person told me, I've got no problem. What's the problem? I'll go and ask him. I'm very good with this person. The person who's selling the goat, he's a very menschlichtig person, and I'll ask him, has this goat actually had a baby before? So Shulchan Aruch says the Maaser, you can't rely on that. So he's not an Emon. Even if he's Masiach Lefitumoi, he hasn't got an Emonus to say that this goat has had a baby. Because as I stated in Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's Masiach Lefitumoi, it's not going to help, because we don't give an Emonus to Goy when it comes to Shailas of a Deraisa. Therefore, it's going to be an issue. Okay, that was just one Nakuda. I just want to share with the Olam. Where are we up to now? Okay. Right, okay, so I just want to share with the Olim just a few basic Nakudas just to finish off with the Chesh Mishpah, with the Chesh Mishpah part. We saw Benegea to using Karaka, which doesn't belong to you. We said that using ground, using land, or coming into someone else's Rashus without permission, we said that could be included in Geneva. That was part of the actual Rashbam, based on Rashbam said that. And it caused problems when you get to shops, that if a shop owner owns two bays outside the shop, and he says a big sign there, you can only come if you come to the shop, that would be an issue there. We said if there's a koilel, a person comes to koilel, he wants to learn with the Harusa, you can't find a parking slot. So he goes to the base medrash next door. So, and he parks on the base of medrash next door. That can be an issue because the person, the moisad who owns parking lot number one won't necessarily allow you to go and park there and then go to base of medrash number two. That's not such a gishmak as nekuda. And we discussed the chumrah of a Gosha car park, that even if you want to try your luck and park there and say that I'm okay, I'm going to take the chance that maybe no one's going to catch me. We said that maybe that could be a problem. I know Reb Simcha mentioned that maybe you've got the option. They're giving you the fine, £80, in case they catch you, so maybe that's a lachatchila, but yeah, that we can clear about. Then you've got the shiloh about a queue, that if a person queues up in a shop and he jumps the queue, and he runs in front of someone else, so we said that the shiloh, what's the problem over there, is that you're going into someone's shop, and you're not listening to their rules of queuing, so jumping someone else, and jumping the queue would be a problem, that you're going into a rishus without permission, so to speak. And we discussed that there could be a shiloh about asking every single person in the queue, if you want to jump the queue, it could be it's not enough just to ask the person right at the front. It could be that you're mechuyev to ask every person over there. Then we discuss the hezek ri'ah, which Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein explains very nicely over here, that when a person is a person has to be taken to into an ambulance, there's a shayla of hezek ri'ah. That's takasana, which is mefurish and shulchan aruch. Okay, moving on to a few. The emesis, I've got a lot to say when I get to granola bars, sugar puffs, and there's very big raid about all this. Sugar puffs, Weetabix, right? And I remember 3 years ago, I gave Reb Osher Westheim, I gave him a lift home, and he told me, come inside, I've got a video to show you. He was very, very excited about the video, and he showed me a video of how they produce, how they make Weetabix. And he said from this video, he thinks it could well be that Weetabix is Ha'adama. And we had a whole tumult backwards and forwards. We found out things from various cashless organizations. We got very into it. The problem is that there's too much to say on it, and I've still got to clarify a few points. And Mitzvah Shem, the next year we're going to be Marach and make sure maybe I'll bring a few videos along. There's a lot of things I need to clarify. There's the nature value, which we have to discuss, the granola bars, which is Be'ika, we need to discuss. But Deval, I just want to throw at you just a couple of other shiders. I want to hear what you have to say. If you have, let's say, a cake, okay, or you have a salad, you have a food item in front of you, and there's a long hair, there's a hair which is stuck inside the food, right, not so appetizing, and part of the hair is sticking out of the cake, right, because it's not so geschmack, this, right? The shayla is, when it comes to Shabbos, oh, yeah, number one, the shayla is what? Brocha. The shayla is, when it comes to removing such a hair on Shabbos, where you can grab hold of the hair, okay, let's make it less dramatic, okay? You've got a normal bowl of cereal, you've got a long hair, which partially is inside the bowl of cereal, and partially is out. Can you grab hold of the part which is outside the bowl of cereal, and pull it out on Shabbos? We know that halacha is on Shabbos. You can't pull away the pesodos from Eichel. So over here, if you pull away the hair from the bowl of cereal, are you not doing pesodos from Eichel? What would you say to that, Shai?
It's okay.
Okay, so that's a minute amount of milk. It has to be some. Now, half of it is mixed in. You've got a long hair, maybe from a shaitel. That's a very long hair. And half of it is inside the bowl. Half of it is mixed and half of it is not. What would you say to the Shai? So, yeah, like Rav Simcha mentioning, the eitzah is to take with a spoon, you take the whole tarubos and take it out. But just by holding, to claim... Sorry?
You don't want the extra
either,
you want the
eight plus. Yeah, so someone mentioned it, you got eight.
Well.
Oh, but if you're taking milk as well, that really you would want. Oh, you mean because you're eckled by that other area? Yeah, okay, so it depends. It'll have to be the extra part which you're not eckled by. You have to go a bit, you have to get a bigger spoon and take out the extra part to make sure that you haven't got a problem with that. Because someone wants to tell you that perhaps it's not cool that you're taking the psoilis away, because half of it is clear. Half of it is not ma'uruv. And only the other half is ma'uruv. It's only the half which is inside, which is part of the Taruvus, but the half of the hair which is outside the Taruvus, that is not considered as part of the Taruvus. What would you say to that? If you're holding a part of the hair which is outside the Taruvus, is that going to be considered that you're taking the psoilis from Oichal? You've got a muksa problem, but if it's really agitating you, then you've got the heta of graf shari, that you've always got a heta. Right, so the shari is, are you doing bayra over here? Are you taking the psoilis from Oichal? We said that you can take Oichal from psoilis, or you can take something which is not. It's clearly noticeable. The half of the hair is noticeable. The other half is not noticeable. So can you pull the hair which is noticeable and it's not part of the taruvas? Can you pull it out if the other half is going to be sorted out? And that is a raya from Bi'alocha. That's not considered. That's not considered as part of the. That's going to be an issue. I want to share with you just one other shaila which came up. That would be an issue. That's going to be a problem. Yeah, the Bizarai from Bi'alocha, that you won't be. That just the fact that half of it is not included in Taruvus will not be a heta to do Baira by pulling out the.
You can't pull out the hair.
Yeah, you won't be able to pull out the hair. So you'd have to do like Rav Simcha Zeita. You take a spoon and you take the whole Taruvus out.
It's the same with the bone, the fish bone.
The fish bone, you got the same shayla. And
yeah,
the charam, you got. Right. I want to share with you much more. This shayla has happened a few weeks ago. Someone has a car. And Reuven had a car, and Shimon borrowed the car off Reuven. Shimon said, can I borrow your car? So Reuven said, fine, no problem. Shimon, being a nice gentleman, he appreciated Reuven doing a toiva. Reuven did the toiva, he lent him a car, and the petrol was halfway up of the petrol. The petrol was halfway up, and he borrowed it for the day. He went to a place out the area, and he came back, and he was very grateful, and he filled up petrol more than the halfway line, even more, like geschmack, like even three quarters of the tank, he filled it up three quarters of the way. The shaila is, there's a potential shaila of ribis. Why? Because he could look at it and say that let's say I'm Shimon, I borrowed the car off you with 30 pounds of petrol inside it. Full tank is 60, so half the tank is 30 pounds of petrol. Now, I fill up, let's say I used it all up, I fill up 45 pounds of petrol. So really, you lent me something, petrol which was worth 30, and I've returned to you petrol which was worth 45. What would you say to this? Yeah, okay, let's say it's enough. Yeah, let's say it's big enough that it looks 45 pounds. I've given you 15 pounds. What would you say to such a shayla? Oh, so why did they say? That means. Oh, that means like this. That means like this. Pshat is, when you lend me a car, do you look at it as that you lent me the car and you lent me petrol? That's two separate lendings taking place. In which case, there's a potential problem that I've borrowed also petrol and I've given you back an extra 15 pounds of petrol, which is a problem. Or do you say, no, you look at it as a whole that you lent me the car. You lent me a car and I've given you back the car. You don't look at the petrol is too insignificant to be considered that I've given you something more. Reblau, who's the man in Choshen Mishpat, and Ribbis, he wanted to say that you look at the car on a whole. You look at the car as a whole, that you lent me the car, and I've given you back the car. The fact that it's got a bit more petrol, a bit less petrol, doesn't, in Hilchos Ribbis, doesn't say that I've given you back anything more. He will say it's also okay even to mention it, that would also be okay. Just to show that would also be okay. I apologize for turning off the points. Mr. Hashem, on the next Shia, which is Thursday, which is Wednesday night, we've got a lot to say, Mr. Hashem, and you have to come with it. You have to have a coffee before we start the Shia, because we've got a lot of Chiddushim coming up, Mr. Hashem.